That is the news this lunchtime. Aisling Grafferty was on sound today, the broadcast coordinator Sinead Rensour. The editor of the News at One is Conor Barons. Today's programme was edited by Adele McAllister. Katie Hannan has Liveline next. But before I sign off, as this is my final day on the News at One and my last day in RTE, I'd just like to take a moment, if I may, to thank the team here for making my job such a joy over the last few years. Day after day, they come up with great story ideas, with fascinating guests and with forensic questions. They make me sound good, and I'm very grateful for that. My gratitude is due also to everyone I've worked with here in RTE over 37 years on Morning Ireland, on the 6-1 News, on the 9 o'clock News, and on the very many one-off news specials, documentaries and feature programmes which I've been fortunate enough to be involved in. Broadcasting is a team game, and I've been lucky to work with some of the very best teams in this business. My appreciation also goes to the many guests I've interviewed on this and other programmes over the years. People who've told their personal stories, others who've shared their knowledge, their insights, their expertise, and those in positions of power who make themselves accountable. As I remarked earlier to the Taoiseach, it's a vital strength of our democracy that our elected representatives, the people who we choose to govern, come on the airwaves to answer for their decisions. And long may that continue. All of this, though, is with one purpose, to serve you, our audience. So thank you for listening, for watching and for engaging. I know from texts, from emails, from letters that you are well informed, you are discerning and you possess a highly developed waffle detector. Thank you for your time, your attention and your feedback. It keeps us on our toes. Lastly, my love to my family, to my wonderful wife, Kriya, to our fantastic daughters, Sophie and Hannah. They have been my motivation and my strength and my support. It's been a great 37 years, but the time has come to say, if I can borrow a phrase, that Dobbo has left the building. So from me and all the team here on the News at One, thanks for listening and hope you have a great weekend.